Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The second they traded from 2 to 5, that they were playing the long game on quarterback, and that anybody from Joe to Kenny to the rookies, if they have a good season, it'll be that's nice. But even that doesn't preclude them from taking a quarterback next year. Mm-hmm. And yet every time we have that conversation, it seems like certain Browns fans are like, but wait, what about these quarterbacks? It's like, have you said their names out loud?
Well, or
have you said Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shedeur Sanders out loud?
You just got to look at each one of their situations and do it individually, and I think it makes sense, right? Like Flacco, for instance, is a million years old. This is it. This is the last year, and then Joe Flacco is riding off into the sunset. That's his reality. Kenny Pickett doesn't have a contract after this season. Mm-hmm. They didn't pick up his fifth-year option with good reason. Like, if he turns into Sam Darnold, that's not the expectation, and then you have a third and a fifth-round quarterback.
Yeah, and listen, it doesn't mean that something can't... It shouldn't diminish our excitement. Guys, we're free of Deshaun. Our excitement should come from, we're at the end of that rainbow. We do not have to deal with so much of the crap that we've had to deal with the last 3 years.
Or how about the idea that in a poison pill year, we have excitement in general at all?
Yeah, and
this year's supposed to stink. Well, it's not supposed to be exciting, and we have some excitement.
And in fairness, in most poison pill years, the bloodletting will have already begun. You can't if you're the Browns. So we get another year of Joel. We get another year of Wyatt. We get another year of guys we, honest goodness, love watching play football. So, yeah, I mean, I think that this value of this season is that, hey, we have to field a team. I think you have people in a position where their intent is to win as many games as possible. So if it can happen, you've got guys inclined to do it instead of guys going into a year thinking, hey, we have no intention of winning. And by the way, I think that matters to this locker room. And do I think it's more likely than not that you get a top 5, top 10 pick and either have to trade up or naturally fall right in line for a spot with one of the quarterbacks? Yeah, I think that's probably where this is going. But they still got to play the games, and it's not like they're trying to lose. So, like, when we say, like, oh, like anytime you say, hey, they're going to get the quarterback in 2026, people go, are they tanking?
Yeah, like the tank is on, and the tank is not on.
It really isn't. Not yet. There might be a point. There might be a point in which this turns into a tank this season if they start 1-7.
And it should be obvious, like when they're playing DTR for the final 3 games of the season, and it was obvious to everyone what was going on.
When they bring DTR back this year to start him for another couple of games, that's when you'll know. Yeah. But like, I look at it like the Browns are auditing 2025. Like, if you didn't know if you wanted to take a college course back in college, because that's where you take college courses at. Mm-hmm. And so you're like, well, let me pop into like a class and I'll sit in one day and see if the subject is what I'm really into.
Oh, I never did that, by the way.
Neither did I, but I have tons of friends who actually did. And I was like, maybe I'd have a degree if I did this.
Maybe I should have done that. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe you'd have 2 degrees at this point.
Could have had a great life lesson out of it and change everything. I don't know.
But I do think, like, I think the Browns are auditing 2025. And so if they start 1-8, there's probably a realistic answer here that will unfold. And if they start 8-1, well, then an answer probably is unfolded in one way or another. And so they don't have to make a definitive decision today, but it's so interesting. I understand that 9 times out of 10, we should glean our excitement on a situation from can they win. I just don't know how you could reasonably look at this situation, quarterbacks, team, and otherwise, and just assume anything other than they're going to get their quarterback in 2026.
Well, and I think the Browns have done a really good job of trying to present a what they believe to be at least somewhat competitive roster and team. It's just, we're just not buying that it's going to be anything close to what they're presenting us with.
Well, and
like they're approaching the season, Nick. I don't know if you feel this way or not, but like between the optimism and the excitement attached to all this stuff and some of the energy around just the idea of even like Shador last week getting a pair of speeding tickets, like that's, you freak out over that stuff when you have a team that's about to win 11 games, mm-hmm. not a team that's projected to win 5.5.
Well, but I there's a part of me that I'm a little caught off guard that people think that 2026 isn't the plan, and that somehow, and that they're, here's the thing, guys, I think if they could have saved money cutting several of their offensive linemen, they would have. I think that if they could have saved money cutting any, meaning like money now and in the future, by moving a couple veterans from this team, I think they would have done it. They can't do it because the way the money is locked in with this team.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only way that this doesn't resemble the auditing 2025 thing, because they do have enough talent that if everything goes right, yeah, maybe they win 7 or 8 games as opposed to 5 or 6 games.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're doing a lot of heavy lifting here on the idea of if everything goes right, though.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. It's just such a fascinating spot. I just keep going back to the idea that fans think this upcoming season is supposed to be something magical.
And I think that's the reason why is we don't traffic in fair often, because life isn't fair, sports isn't fair, that's how this goes. But if I'm going to give this organization and these, Stefanski and Barry, a fair shake at how I perceive them, as the guy who at the end of this last year said, get Kevin out of here, I want a real leader,
right?
I do need to traffic in fair expectations. And if you think Joe Flacco is going to turn back the clock and they're going to win 11 games and they're going to be the playoffs again, I don't see how that's realistic or fair.
No, you just wait to be pleasantly surprised, I think. And I think if the Browns are being honest, and an honest moment, they would say the same thing as well. You approach it with the plan of we can do moves and make the quarterback decision in 2026 in the draft. But if we are pleasantly surprised, then let's get up and go.
Yeah, like for instance, Pro Football Network Jacob Infante.
You had to make sure you didn't say Pro Football Focus there, didn't you?
I did. I don't. Why,
we, really think
why
about
does
it.
Everything have to be Pro Football something?
Pro Football Reference, Pro Football Focus.
He put out his new mock draft.
Pro Football Network.
Which we had all been waiting on. And he's got Cade Klubnik going to the Browns at one.
Yeah, our way too early three-round mock draft.
Yeah, the three rounds was where it really got deranged. Like, you could have just given us 32
picks. That's where it got deranged.
Yeah, well, there's a fair amount of people who do a summer mock draft because, you know, they write for a living and they're just trying to get some clicks.
The mock draft world. Does Joe DeLeon, is our draft guy, does he do a three-round mock? If not, I don't know that we can have him back as our draft guy next year.
Jake, can you check with Joe DeLeon and see if he does a three-round summer mock draft?
Maybe we need to get him on the horn and make a career. None of them needs our assessment on this. But
clearly
like
he does if he's not putting out a three-round mock draft.
For his own career. Like, just tell them. Like, we got Pro Football Network people that are dominating headlines just because they're the only people doing it in June.
And here's the other thing.
Open avenue.
No one's going to slaughter you a year from now if you went 0-32. You put like a six rounder in the first round.
That's the beauty of it. Is like you can just be like, well, I mean, information changed. They played a whole season of games. Like my problem with the flip flopping that happened for the 4 months leading up to the draft was that
like a guy like Shador.
Yeah, was that
for instance
the games were done. All the hay was in the barn. There was nothing else you could evaluate off of. Like, we watched them play. It was over. Meanwhile, these guys, they give a whole season's worth of games.
216-474-0092.
Sorry, what do the Pro Football Network people say?
Cade Klubnik to the Browns, number one pick next year.
All right, so they have us not only getting the number one. I saw the mock two had us at getting the number eight overall pick as well. I think we went lineman in that one, just for those keeping score at home.
Which lineman? The good lineman defensive lineman?
I mean, I'm assuming he's going to be a good lineman. Oh, no, offensive lineman. I thought you meant like actual player. I don't remember these players' names.
If Dewan does lock down the left tackle
Caleb
spot.
Caleb Lomu, the offensive tackle out of Utah.
Been a big Caleb Lomu fan.
Emu Lomu. Like the Emu Limu.
When he mad, he go moo.
Something like that. Smooth offensive tackle who allowed 2 sacks and 425 pass blocking snaps in 2024. His hand timing, balance, and range and pass protection make him a top tackle prospect, especially if he continues to bulk up.
Can we get the careless whisper on? Give me a little taste of the careless. All right.
That's what we got for Travis Hunter part of the deal.
All right. Are we ready for this now? All right. Give me a little 50 Shades of the Draft here. Give me the technical, the nits and the grits here, but give me a little lower and slower.
Caleb Lomu, smooth offensive tackle, who allowed only 2 sacks and 425 pass blocking snaps in 2024. His hand timing, balance, and range, and pass protection.
Gotta bring protection.
A top tackle prospect, especially if he continues to bulk up.
I love his hand timing.
Having drafted a quarterback with their first round pick in this mock, the Browns can use their extra first rounder on an offensive lineman to protect their
Too fast. Slow down.
I got bored with myself. So we had to finish this.
You know you never got bored with? Caleb Lomu. And that hand timing. Are the Browns waiting for 2026 for the quarterback spot? And the difference another 15 games will make for one of Ohio's favorited sons. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.